This is TWiT. CES. Those three letters bring out a storied history of the consumer electronics world. For more than 50 years, vendors from around the planet have gathered to show off their wares to industry insiders, the media, and more recently, the men and women whose lives are intimately shaped by the technologies that come out of these hallowed halls. But CES isn't just a showcase for the newest technologies, nor a petri dish for the next big thing. CES is a temporary city built for upwards of 200,000 attendees and 4,000 vendors. It's a place where the youngest startups can share the same air as the multinational conglomerate. In essence, CES is a melting pot of tech. If you've watched any CES coverage this year, you probably already know about LG's foldable screen, HP's big monitor, and the newest from the large manufacturers in home theater and consumer electronics. But I wanted to take you down a different route this year. I want to show you some of the vendors who aren't getting a lot of press. The companies who have great technologies, but small marketing budgets. The tinkerers and inventors who put some of the crazy into CES. So let's go. One of my first stops was to DisplayLink. They've created a lagless, tetherless, wireless pack that's compatible with any VR headset. They're the inventors of the USB to video adapter, and they've used their expertise to make a truly ingenious accessory for VR. I mean, why get the untethered option for just one headset when you can support them all? Of course, I had to stop by a few of the drone exhibitors, and CES 2018 has managed to one-up CES 2017 with far more designs and purpose-built multi-rotor craft than last year. There were law enforcement drones, AI drones, fixed-wing craft, and even underwater ROVs.
We are the Sway Pro Technology. We are the pioneers of the waterproof drone. It is an all-weather drone. It can use the for the rescue, for photography, or even can monitoring the life wheels of the daily life. We attach a lot of fantastic mechanisms like payload release. If with the focal camera, we can deliver the life force or water or some other stuff to the long distances.
Of course, with my penchant for rapidly disassembling high-speed multi-rotor craft, I had to stop by the Uvify booth to check out their micro-racing drones.
Uvify is a creator of a lot of racing drones. The one we're releasing here at CES is called the Uri, which is basically a little micro-racing drone that you can take out into the field or into your even in your living room and fly around. It's a really fast micro-drone, probably one of the fastest in the world, and it's really easy to fly. Starter kit starts at about $289. Or about pre-order right here at CES and about $389 after CES.
Strangely enough, the most interesting drone tech I saw wasn't a new type of craft, but a new type of controller. Shift has created a one-handed control that does away with the dual-stick transmitters most of us know and love. The Shift isn't for us, but for those with brains not wired for dual-stick operation, this might be a way to get into drones without having them fly away, or into walls, or into the ocean. Vehicle tech was big again. Multiple vendors brought out service platforms, new electric powertrains, and more than a few comprehensive sensor packages. But I found two little-known companies that have tech that are destined to become commonplace. The first is Gentex. They make a full display mirror that replaces the standard rearview mirror in your vehicle. In its normal mode, it works like any rearview mirror, but flip it up and it becomes a full display, able to show a backup camera, GPS, or any other data you might need. You might have never have heard of the device, but it's already been used by the Nismo racing team, so it's got some serious real-world pedigree behind it. Gentex also makes several biometric products that can identify the driver via a retinal scan that takes just a few seconds. Imagine a vehicle that can confirm who's driving it, then switch to the right profiles for driver preferences, toll transponders, and the like. The second company with tech ready to change the industry is Koito. They've created a semi-solid-state LiDAR technology. You've probably seen traditional LiDAR sensors, rotating cylinders that sweep the areas around a vehicle to give the onboard electronics a way to see what's out there. The tech works well, but it's unsightly, easy to damage, and not really tenable in the long term. Koito has combined a LiDAR emitter and receiver with MEMS to create a non-rotating LiDAR beam that can fit into headlights and taillights. Essentially, it's a LiDAR using the same mirror technology in DLP projectors. Koito can fully sense what's around a vehicle with six assemblies, and you'd never know they're there. Of course, the sensor package is an important part of any autonomous vehicle technology, but you also need a company that can explain what they're going to do with that sensor package technology. That's why I applaud Ford, who uses it to deliver pizza.
So what we have behind me right now is a Ford Domino's delivery vehicle that we did some trialing with in earlier this fall. It was a great opportunity for us to demonstrate what the technology could do in terms of enabling a business to be more efficient about what they do. Of course, it's technology, and that's what the Consumer Electronics Show is all about. So we wanted to bring it here and give people a sense, with all the attendees from around the world, what we've been working on, we'll be working over the next several years.
Now, we can't have a CES without at least one company trying to save the world, and this time, I found them in the Sands Expo. Wandering the Sands, I ran into Zeros Technologies and their washing efficiency green earth technologies. Put simply, they figured out a way to increase the number of contaminants that are pulled out of laundry while reducing the amount of water and power required for a cycle by up to 50%. Oh, and it does it all while keeping plastic fibers from contaminating our water. This magic is enabled by three Zeros technologies. The X-Orb are small polymer beads that are mixed into the wash at the start of the wash cycle. Their motion increases agitation in the wash and are naturally charged, which tends to pull contaminants out of the clothes. The X-Drum looks like a regular drum and agitator until you look closely and realize that there are screw drives in each lifter. These drives add the X-Orbs to the wash, then reverse and remove them once the load is finished. The cycle is finished with the X-Filtra, a centrifugal pump with a 32-micron screen mesh filter that collects the plastic fibers shed by synthetic clothes before they make it into the sewer. Together, they reduce the amount of water, power, and detergent needed for a cycle, prevent plastic waste, and it's actually better for your clothes. They call it the future of laundry, and unlike a lot of other CES boasts, they might be right. Their tech is already in use by large players like Hilton and Universal Studios, so it's not a matter of if this tech will make it into your home, but when. While some companies are trying to save the planet with green tech, others are trying to destroy it with advanced AI. Just kidding. But the idea of face-recognizing, self-driving Yamaha motorcycles is pretty Skynet.
We're here at CES for the first time for Yamaha. We're very excited. We're showing two incredible motorcycles using advanced robotics. One is Motobot version 2. We'll go 200 kilometers per hour. And the other one is an incredible Motoroid. Just like the olden days with a horse, when you call it to come to you, Motoroid has advanced facial technology that will come to you when you call it. It's incredible.
NVIDIA was the big dog in the AI landscape with a solid push into autonomous vehicle tech that uses their advances in GPU power.
We're here at the NVIDIA booth showing all the different AI building blocks we have for autonomous cars. You're seeing things like simulation, where I can do hyperspeed simulation, so I can do a million miles overnight of testing to make sure that cars are really safe to be on the road autonomously. I'm showing the different drive stack development tools and modules that we give to customers, whether it's path planning, object detection, pedestrian detection, all those things are things that people factor into their cars. And we want to basically help our customers get their autonomous cars on the road.
Of course, AI has nothing on I, as in human intelligence, which is why I was fascinated by two companies I found that have created products to use human brainwaves. The first is Muse. Last year, they created their first-generation headset, basically an EEG and a headband that, when paired with an app, trained you in meditation. This year, they've refined their design. Doing away with the clunky, easy-to-break, hard-to-pack first-gen headset, they've actually managed to fit all their tech into a pair of sunglasses. You have to look really hard to see the tech, but it works. If you've ever wanted to take a short, mind-centering meditation break, the Muse is perfect for you. But what if you wanted to do something else with your brain waves? That's where you could use BrainCo and Brain Robotics. They've taken the EEG tech and used it to give humans control over robots, prosthetic limbs, and have even developed a teacher's aid that will tell you if you've lost the attention of your students. Now, to be honest, there was a lot of Internet of Things things at CES, though I have to say that walking through those demos just made me think that we're paying to install security exploits into our home networks. The connected lifestyle offers many advantages, but just slapping connectivity on a device and calling it IoT isn't for the Twit Army. That's why I'm glad I found one device that I thought was designed properly and worthy of our under-the-radar look at CES. Guardian is a company that makes a leak prevention kit that can detect leaks and shut off water valves automatically while notifying you over your mobile device. It has a few important advantages over similar systems I've seen. First, it doesn't require you to do any plumbing. No cutting, soldering, or replacement of valves. It just clips over your existing valve. Second, the leak detectors use low-power RF that allows them to last 7 years on a single charge. Third, their IoT is notification-only, so you don't have to worry about someone commandeering your IoT device and shutting off your water mains. Of course, sometimes you just need to lose yourself in the gadgets, and there were gadgets aplenty at CES 2018. Here's a very small sampling. The Cauldron is a thermos bottle with multiple twists. The original Cauldron was relatively simple. Take a vacuum container, add a heating element, control unit, and a battery, and enjoy your beverages as hot or cold as you desire. But the engineers thought, what else can we do with that power pack? And the result was the Cauldron 2.0, a modular system of interchangeable pieces designed for glamping. Want coffee? Combine the power unit with a control unit and a thermos, and you've got a perfect cup, just before boiling. Want to blend? Remove the control unit, drop a blender attachment on the battery, and you're good to go. Want a camping light? Well, you get the idea. And while you're glamping, why not stop by Anchor and pick up the capsule? This is their new Pico projector with a 360-degree sound system running Android. We reviewed their larger Nebula, which was an awesome portable projector for about $600, and this little unit runs half the price and has the power to last a full-length movie. If you need a bit more power for your glamping, Anchor also has the Powerhouse, a $500 434-watt-hour power monster with AC-DC output and enough juice to power a mini-fridge or a blacked-out CES. This is just the start of Twit's CES coverage. We've invited dozens of companies to send us their gear to see how they hold up in the real world. Till then, I'm Father Robert Ballasaire, the Digital Jesuit, reporting on CES 2018 for Twit TV.